Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, the biggest news this week is not the hurricane, it's not politics, it is the financial upheaval that we've been seeing occurring since this last weekend.
Well, Dave, it's not nearly as visible in terms of carnage on the ground and seeing the pictures of all of the debris washed up on the shores, all those kind of pictures, but it is, in fact, larger and of a grander scale, devastating than even Hurricane Ike. Mm-hmm. And that is the failure of Lehman Brothers and the takeover of Merrill Lynch. Bloomberg called it a tectonic shift in the financial world that just happened. It's of historic proportions. Listen to this, Dave. Lehman Brothers is 158 years old. They've been around a century and a half, and in 2007 posted almost record profits in the billions of dollars. Now, this is only 9 months after a record year. They're now bankrupt. It's almost unbelievable how quickly they went down. And at the very bedrock of all of this problem is the crisis in real estate. The record foreclosures, the loss in home values is what's driving the fall of all of these major financial institutions. Mm. And it reminds me of Proverbs 22:3 that says, "A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it." Now, I feel for those people who are having loss of jobs, loss of their industry. Their industry is getting wiped out. They've been going to the same place to work for years. The CEO had been there 30 years, right, Dave. So the lesson I learned is this can happen to anybody. And the economy right now is signaling danger, caution, beware, slow down, stop. I mean, the yellow flag is out, and we as believers should not ignore it. We have to say, let's not be simple and let's take refuge. And here's refuge. Stop all unnecessary spending. Live within your means. Look what happens when you don't. Mm-hmm. If you have to go to an all cash budget, and when you run out of cash, you've run out of money until you get more cash. It's that simple. Pay off your debts. Get out of debt as quickly as possible. Debt is dangerous right now. Anybody carrying debt needs to quickly try to eliminate it and continue to be generous.
You know, Chuck, many people feel broken over all of this. And yet, as we're going to hear today from our guest, Gary Ringer, it was in his brokenness that God was able to raise up a ministry that is affecting people worldwide. You're going to hear his story in just a minute. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Gary Ringer. Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, it's good to be here.
Gary, I know that you had quite a journey with your company, Ringer Foods. I want you to tell us a little bit about the company and how it came to be and what kind of journey that you had in growing it.
Well, my background, after I got out of college, I went to work with my dad in a feed business. So we were making pig feed. And after we had done that for a period of time, or after I had done that for a period of time, I got the idea to get into the food business, and we were buying some food byproducts from a company. And through that connection, we opened up a little plant, and we basically were making donut sugar. And as we started that business, it was a real learning experience. First of all, we didn't know what we were doing. We had been in the feed business. We were used to mixing. But all of a sudden, I realized that we were making food. And it started, frankly, just scaring me that we were making food that people were eating. We were making donut sugar that went on donuts. And so it wasn't going to be cooked after we were done.
So, Gary, you went from raising pig feed, right, making donut sugar. So that is quite a leap. Was this transition into making donut sugar an overnight success? Did it work?
Well, what happened at first, and the struggle that I got into, which was a real blessing, is through that struggle, at first we were losing money. We weren't even able to make the donut sugar right. I'm having all these fears about hurting people. And I get into this pattern of every night, pretty much like clockwork, around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I would wake up in a cold sweat, just overcome with fear, I would say. And so through that, I really developed, there's an old saying by Vince Lombardi, fatigue makes cowards of us all. I don't know if you remember that saying, but fatigue in my life really makes me look at everything negative. And so I'm just becoming a tired person, and everything is starting to look black. I start having just classical symptoms of depression, and cried a lot, sleep a lot, had thoughts of suicide, even though I wasn't tempted to do that because of my fear of God. I was basically a wreck for a period of time, and we were losing money all this time, which was part of the problem.
You know, Gary, I not only know that quote by Vince Lombardi, I've also lived it. And I know many people listening today probably can relate to some of that fear and anxiety and stress that you were under. What happened that really changed? Did you decide that you were going to throw in the towel, or did something change your mind?
Well, yeah, I was ready to throw in the towel. That's what I felt like doing. But when you're in that state, as you've experienced it, and when you're broken, then you're crying out to the Father in a more intense way. And I certainly was doing that. And my faith is that at that point, he basically said two things. One was, chill out, you know, don't take this so serious. Everything's going good. Had a wonderful wife, three wonderful daughters. Everything was going good. It's just that I was getting overtired. So first of all, just chill out, take it easy, try hard, but don't make it overly important. And then the second thing that I feel God put on my heart was to make this your mission. And so instead of quitting, I talked about it with my dad, who was 50% owner in this with me, and we basically made a vow that said, we're going to continue the course, but if the Lord blesses us, we were in a sense kind of like thrown out a fleece like Gideon did, and we basically said, Father, if you're going to bless this, then we're going to take what the increase is, and if we ever sell it, we're going to use that for kingdom purposes, which we didn't know what kingdom purposes, what we would be focused on. But that was our heart at that point, and that gave me the courage and the purpose to go on.
So, you know, you made a vow to the Lord, but did you stop there, or did you go on and actually make up a contract with the Lord?
We made a contract. We put it on paper. We wrote out an agreement. We signed our names to it. And I'd like to stress that I really feel like that's important. I'm going to use my dad as an example. My dad, he wasn't going through the depression and stuff, but my dad, you have to understand, is probably the main spiritual mentor in my life, a very godly man. But years later, after we were going to do this, and the business was quite a bit of value to it, Dad had frankly kind of forgotten that. And if it wasn't that we hadn't written it down, I think that Dad would have not meaning to go against the vow, but he would have just not felt like it was the right thing to do because I've got a brother and a sister, and he wanted to be fair with them. So I really think it's important if you make a commitment to write it down, it'll help you to remember what you said and what your heart was in the heat of the battle.
Well, you know, Gary, that's a great point. But did that event turn the company around once you made the contract, dedicated it to the Lord? Did the money just start flowing in?
The money didn't start flowing in. In fact, for a long time, we still struggled. But what it did do is it changed my mindset. And I felt like this was going to be God's purpose, and it's going to be his mission. And it used to be kind of a joke with me and Dad, and he would say this kindly, but I would say to Dad, this is our mission. This is our outreach, and all the time we're losing money, so nothing has changed. And Dad would say back to me, well, I don't think God really wants this. But it was just kind of a joke back and forth to me. But in time, that did change. But it took years before it really turned around.
So your stress was alleviated once you made the contract, but the business didn't exactly start to really hum yet. What did turn things around? What happened, Gary, that made it really work?
There were several things. You know, first of all, we had another business. The feed business was still going. So we were able to sustain ourselves with that, and that was a major advantage. But a key factor that I would also like to share is during this time, it really affected my prayer life. And it affected it in this way. Before, when I'm praying about business or about financial things, it's certainly our God-given responsibility to take care of our family. But once we go over a certain level to pray to God how we're going to make more money just seems a little bit self-serving. But now it was a different thing because I was in, if you will, partnership with God. And I was starting to take issues like that we were having, and I was starting to pray specifically about them. And I got into a daily routine on quiet time. Earlier in my life, I had quiet time, but it had been more of a discipline. And during this time, when I'm really kind of in over my head, thinking this is going to be a mission, and yet it wasn't there, but we've got these opportunities coming at us, at that point, I'm starting to pray daily about important decisions, and through that, I start having more God experience, what I call God experiences, than I ever had before.
Well, Gary, I want to learn more about that and eventually what God led you to do with that business. We'll talk about that after our break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Gary Ringer is our guest. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Gary Ringer. And Gary, you shared that in the midst of this great struggle with your business that you were experiencing sleepless nights, you felt darkness, you felt anxiety continually, and it ultimately led you to make a commitment to the Lord, a serious commitment, that He was your partner in this business, and then ultimately drive you to a richer prayer life, which led you to have God experiences. And when we left off, you were explaining a little bit about that. Tell us what you mean by having a God experience.
Well, to me, a God experience is when God kind of steps in a very special way that just seems much more than coincidence. And one example, and this was really later after we had gotten the business going, but it's typical of some things that happen. One of the things we made was these cookie bits, and we had just gotten our biggest cookie order we ever had from a major national food company. And their quality assurance people were coming up to see us. We had just made the product. And literally minutes before they came to kind of talk with us about the release, before we released the cookies, there were testing done. My quality assurance gal called me on the phone in tears, and she was crying, and she said, we've got a bad result on the test. It was a preliminary test, but it was a test on the equipment and on the cookies themselves that indicated there might be a pathogen in them. And then they walk into the building, our customer. And so we go into a conference room and we just share openly what had happened. They were frankly professionals. They knew how these tests, the preliminary part, may or not turn out to be right. But what happened is it was a long day. And I went home that night, and I told Marta, this could potentially be the end of Ringer Foods. And I'm sure it was a bigger deal in my mind than it really was. But what happened that was just kind of a little touch from God is I picked up Reader's Digest. And as you guys know, Reader's Digest is not, you know, the Bible or anything. It's just a book, I mean a magazine to read. And I picked up an article that I had been reading the night before that I hadn't finished. It was written from a secular standpoint about prayer, how prayer changes things in hospitals, things like that. And they were doing research, and I basically started reading that. And I picked this up prior to our conversation here today because I've kept this copy from Reader's Digest because what I read in about the second paragraph was this, and I'm reading word for word. It says, even more confounding are controversial studies suggesting prayer can influence everything from the growth of bacteria in lab, and then goes on. And I just felt like I have never read anything about how prayer can change the growth of bacteria in lab before that. I've never read anything since. But there, God was just touched me. Excuse me, but in a very special way to say, hey, I'm in control. Just pray. So we got on the phone. We called some prayer supporters. We said, we've got an issue here. Pray about it. And that's what happened. And within a couple of days, the result came back, and it was clean. Now, I don't know if God changed the result or if it was just the preliminary result that was wrong on that test. But I will say this. I believe God touched me in a very special way. And those were the type of experiences I didn't have every day. But I started having more experiences like that than I had ever experienced before.
Well, you know, Gary, I consider those God moments as well. You call them God experiences. In my own life, when I came to the point that I stopped believing in coincidences, then I started to see the evidence of God's reality in everyday life and everyday decisions. And I certainly am encouraged by what you just shared, because I too believe that God intervenes in our circumstances. Well, Gary, you eventually decided to sell this business and use the proceeds to advance God's kingdom. Tell us the rest of the story.
Well, the rest of the story, as in time, the business became more and more successful. Of course, that's a relative thing, but to us, it was a great business. And then at one point, we had the opportunity to sell it, and it had been something we'd been praying about. A company actually came to us, and so at that point, we sold the company, and then we reviewed our vow. And based on our vow, we paid ourselves off what we had originally invested, which was according to our agreement, if you will, with God. Then the rest, we had this money, and the decision was, what are we going to do with it? One of the things that I did do is I consulted with a friend of mine, and he basically said that you need to be focused and involved on something. Don't just write a check. Get involved with something. And so that was kind of the journey I started on, is what was I going to get focused on?
Gary, you eventually decided to get involved with funding adoptions. What made you decide that?
What my heart was earlier on, my wife Marla and I had talked about potentially adopting. We never did. But at one point, we had helped a young couple within our church adopt. And we noticed that even though they moved away in time, occasionally they would come back to our Gridley Church and visit. And we always took a special interest in that little boy that we had helped adopt. And we also thought from a common sense perspective that what better way to help young children and orphans than to get them in a home of a loving Christian family. And we were also just convicted by James 1:27. What is pure religion? It's taking care of orphans. Get them into a Christian home. So that was our heart.
Well, you know, Gary, I can only imagine that working with orphans has been a huge blessing for you, because helping the least of these is certainly on God's heart, isn't it?
It really is, and it's been just a privilege to do it. I've heard of the acronym of FAITH, Fantastic Adventure in Trusting Him, and I feel like that's the journey I'm on, and it's exciting to be partnering with God. Orphans are certainly at the very core of His heart.
Well, you know, Gary, you've got a wonderful story, and one that really is very relevant to where many people are today with the level of stress and anxiety they may be feeling. I'd like you to stay on with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and I want to follow up with a couple more questions. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and Gary, I ask you to stay on the program for this closing segment because what I realized as you were sharing your testimony, I think many, many people can relate to it right now where maybe they're not sleeping well at night. Maybe they're experiencing the cold sweat that you had, the stress, the sense of darkness, feeling very depressed. And I know Satan gives thoughts of suicide to people who are facing financial pressure. But you've come through that, Gary. You've come to the other side of it because God drove you to your knees. And you saw the kindness and the power of God who truly delivered you, not just from your circumstances, but from your fear. And I think that you've probably deeply encouraged many people today by just the simple recognition that sometimes all you can do is pray and trust God. And I think it would be very encouraging, Gary, to have you to pray on their behalf. Those who are walking through those valleys, who are faced with what seems like impossible circumstances, would you just pray with our audience for those who are looking for hope right now?
I'd be happy to. Heavenly Father, we're just thankful that, first of all, we can call you our Father. And we're thankful that even when we have struggle, that we're reminded that all things work together for good to them who love and serve you. And Father, I just pray for the person who's struggling out there that you'll encourage them, that you'll give them the grace to go on, that you'll give them the purpose to go on. Encourage them that even if they're being broken, that's a good thing. And I just pray that you would work mightily in their lives. And I thank you for breaking me in the past. I look at those as the best thing that could have happened to me, Father, and I praise you for it. And so I pray for others, and I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, Gary, you're a great example that God does work in our finances. He works when we're making money. He's working when we're managing it, and he's calling us to use it for his purposes. And you have inspired me today, brother.
Oh, great. I'm glad I was broken for you, man.
Well, Gary, thanks for being on the program.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Well, we trust that today's program has been a blessing to you. And, of course, if you want to hear it again, you can always go to crown.org. It's crown.org, and you can listen to this program in its entirety. You know, all week we've been sharing about ways that you can be more involved with Crown Financial Ministries. And let me just take a moment to review those. First of all, pray. There's never been a more important time to ask for God's protection and blessing and guidance on all of our financial resources than right now. So praying for us would be terrific. Number two, consider giving a special one-time gift, especially if you've never given before. And then third, consider giving a regular monthly gift. You know, even $20 or $25 a month will make a huge difference. You can do all of that at crown.org. That's crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.